While the rapid transition to renewable energy may save utility customers money in the long run, it can lead to higher energy bills in the short term. As Indiana Public Broadcasting's Rebecca Thiel reports, a new state Senate bill aims to look into a financing method that would help reduce those upfront costs.
When a coal plant retires early, customers end up still paying off the plant while also funding new energy sources. But a financing method called securitization would allow customers to pay off coal plants over a longer period of time at a lower rate, lowering energy bills. The Senate bill also hopes to test this out with CenterPoint Energy's A.B. Brown coal plant, which is supposed to retire by 2023. But consumer advocates aren't so sure about the pilot program. Kerwin Olson is with the Citizens Action Coalition.
If the intent of this bill is to save ratepayers money, then the policy must absolutely state that in its language.
Olson says otherwise, there's nothing to keep CenterPoint from double charging customers for the cost of the plant. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Rebecca Thiel.
The bill passed out of committee Thursday and now moves on to the full Senate for consideration.